The program was announced in early July and is being funded with a $1 million grant from the city. The aim is to reduce violent crime in the Grand Crossing and Ogden districts by having ceasefire members, most of them ex-felons, mediate disputes and head off violence. The group's executive director, T.O. Hardiman, tells the Tribune the start of the effort was delayed until the group got assurances its members would not be used as police informants. Those assurances have now been given. Now, Hardiman says about 24 people are in the process of being hired and that the program should be running by the end of this month. Bob Conway, News Radio, WBBM.